Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. The Stumps I'm Fire and I'm Naked by J. Donald Oakes is raw, real, and a story that will stay with you long after you turn the last page. Never before has such a powerful and touching book been written. One person's quest for emotional survival. Beginning in a hopeless environment of a sharecropper's grasp, Donald takes you on a true-to-life journey that you will never forget. Sometimes humorous, always intriguing, the book will command your attention beginning in the eyes of a five-year-old back in the 1940s. At age five, he witnessed a strange procession of apparitions that would dramatically impact his life forever with a haunting mystery. Now, this encounter held the key to emotional salvation, but took many years to unravel. J. Donald Oakes currently resides in the pristine North Georgia mountains, where he enjoys fly fishing, gardening, and sightseeing. He is actively involved in protecting and preserving the beauty of his surroundings. And J. Donald Oakes, author of The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked, featured at this year's Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, is our guest on This Week in America. Donald, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
This is an amazing story that will inspire so many people going through trauma in their lives. The book is The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked. First of all, Donald, tell us about why you decided to write this book. What prompted you to write The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't realize it at the time, but I wrote it to regain my sanity. At age 40 in 1984, I had a nervous breakdown because, I always had a lot of anger issues. I mean, I was a walking time bomb. And I knew it, you know, as years went on.
Yes.
It became worse and worse. So in 84, I had that nervous breakdown, and I was sent off to a facility for a couple of weeks. And then I was assigned a psychiatrist. And for almost 2 years, she tried to convince me to open up. I refused to open up. It was her job to fix me. You know, we were paying her good money to do that.
Yes.
But we were getting nowhere, and she said, okay, if you won't talk to me, could you at least write down what you're thinking so we'll have something to work with? And I objected to that initially, but as time went on, we were just spinning our wheels. Nothing was being accomplished. I was still miserable. And one day, I think I was out of town on a business trip, I decided to start writing. I think I was in my hotel room in California. So I picked up a legal pad and started writing. And that was the magic moment. Once I started, I started in the beginning, of course, at age five.
Yes.
And I came forward with it. It was like turning on a water spigot at that time. I really couldn't shut it off. So the course of the next 2 to 3 years, I continued to write, and I had a massive stack of a legal pad. And It was quite an amazing feat to be able to pick that stack of papers up and hold it in my hand. That was my life. And, oh, my God, I just felt so incredibly relieved.
Amazing.
When all that happened. Yeah, so.
It's an amazing story.
Nervous breakdown is what provoked it.
Yeah, and going through the therapy and trying to work things out didn't work when you started writing it down. And you were skeptical, it sounds like, at first that writing down was going to make any difference. But you found that it did make a difference. publish now, and I want to go back and talk about this process of publishing, but publishing now with the title, The Stump's on Fire and I'm Naked. How did you come up with it? Grabs my attention. How did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, I was put in a situation. This was around 1999. And the elements came together. The stump was on fire. I was naked. And I had not planned on publishing the book until that moment in time. I said, my God, this is God Almighty's way of telling me to publish the book. So I'm not going to give you the scenario that I'm talking about. You'd have to read about it. But only God Almighty could have orchestrated that. Let me leave it at that.
And when you get a message like that, you tend to listen to that message and obey that message. The book is The Stump's on Fire and I'm Naked by J. Donald Oakes. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon, ecpublishingllc.com, and we've got all these links on our website. Also, his Donald's website is stumpsonfire.com. Information there on Donald. You can, of course, order the book there as well, stumpsonfire.com. We'll give you this throughout the program and on our website. Links, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the intention to publishing the book? When you wrote this book and then decided to publish it, what did you hope the takeaway would be from people who read the book?
Well, I was hoping that people that were suffering like me would get help. You know, if they couldn't talk to somebody, which was ideal, you know, to get it out, to write about it. So that was my intention, is to help people, because, I mean, to live the way I was living until my sanity came back to me, I was absolutely miserable. And there's no need for people to be miserable. You know, there's help. This is not a magic bullet. It requires work, but it can be done. Well, I'm living proof of that.
You are an example that it can be done. And you go back in the book, the 1940s and what you went through, the indignities at home and trying to isolate yourself from other children in school, and what you went through and carrying that through your life to the point where you started writing, and the process of that writing helped you get to where you are today. And this book, The Stump's on Fire and I'm Naked, is available wherever books are sold. And reading the reviews, you are helping people. People are reading it for some insight. Some people are reading it because they can, they have empathy for what you went through, and they feel, because they're going through it as well, that you can help them, and the book is being able to do that. When you wrote this, it was done for you to work through your emotions that were years that building up. The decision to publish the book, how difficult was that, and were there concerns that you were going to take this intensely private document and publish it? How did you decide to publish?
Well, you know, when the title came to me, I felt like I didn't have any choice. I had to get it done. And I knew that there was an awful lot of very sensitive information in there that people were going, my family especially, they were going to become upset. But I justified it in the fact that I couldn't leave anything out. It had to be my life. And that's why I went with it. Wasn't an easy decision, really, but I knew that I had to publish the book as I wrote it in order for it to, you know, be the truth.
Well, it is the truth. You tell this story, and you touched on it briefly. I'd like to go back to that for a minute here. The sensitive material in the book, especially with your relatives, how did you handle that? Did you talk to them ahead of time? How challenging was that? And I'm sure it was a struggle in your own mind. Okay, how much do I tell? But I can't tell the complete story if I hold this out. How difficult was it dealing with that sensitive material, especially involving relatives?
Well, you know, a lot of them became extremely upset. They wouldn't talk to me. They completely ignored me, wrote me off. But the ones that are alive today, which are very few, still have trouble with me doing what I did. But if they were alive today, I would certainly love to meet with them, you know, as families do. And I certainly would apologize and explain to them that it was not written against them. It was written to help me. And that's my only answer is to it was my therapy. So I'm sorry that I upset you, but the truth is the truth.
Boy, and that's so so honest of you in laying it out like that. That was the truth, and that was the story. You can't tell the story of what you went through without telling the truth. And it's so relatable, I believe, just in reading reviews to people that have gone through a different set of circumstances, but a lot of common denominators in there as well, including the possibility of friends and family involved and the overall mental health issues that you were going through. The book is The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked by J. Donald Oakes. When was this book first published? When did this come out originally?
It was first published in 2003. And I started promoting the book right away. I had a website, and it was featured pretty much in the Southeast. I was involved in television interviews, radio interviews, you name it. I was on that promotion trail about 4 years. And the book was very, very well received by non-family members, of course. And after 4 years of living out of a suitcase, I decided to take a break. This was around 2007. I had intended to just take a break and get back on the promotion trail, but I didn't. I decided to, you know, let the book do what it was going to do. And years later, for this company, CE Publishing, they reached out and wanted to republish and what have you. So here we are. We're back in the promotion mode, Rick.
And back in talking about the book, The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked. Talk about doing promotion for this that you did during the original printing, doing now with this republished book by EC Publishing, LLC. How difficult is that to relive this story on an ongoing basis? You lived it. You sat down with the legal pads and you put everything down. So you told the story, you have it published. Is it difficult to go back through it, or is it now like, no, this is sort of my mission. I need to be honest so I can actually help people.
That's exactly my stance. If I can help people regain their sanity, so to speak, and live the lives that they were intended to live. That's what it's all about. You know, if I could help just one person, it'd be well worth it.
Well, you're doing that and then some, and I say that based on just reading reviews of the book. What reaction are you getting? Not just from reading reviews, many of the same ones that that I'm reading that are on the websites of the publishing companies when people go to purchase the book, but from friends and other people who contact you when you're on the road talking about the book and you have interviewers and you have other people talking about it. What kind of reaction are you getting to the book?
Well, it's a good feeling to know that you can touch somebody's life and make their lives better. There's no better feeling than that. It's just Very gratifying.
Did writing this meet your expectations? And I'm guessing, and I'll let you answer this, that it has, because you have been able to reach people. I'm sure you had expectations once you started this process years ago. Has it met your expectations so far?
Oh, it's far exceeded my expectations. Number one, I didn't write it to be published, but I wrote it for me. And had I not taken the book one step further, it would have been well worth it. But obviously I chose to get it published, and it's taken pretty much a life of its own.
Well, it really has. The book is The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked. Donald's website is stumpsonfire.com. Information on Donald, the story, and you can order the book there as well. Book available wherever books are sold, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You touched on this before, and that was you went through failure in terms of trying to work through these problems. Once you started writing, the floodgates opened, and you really felt like, I am making some progress now for the first time. How important is that, sort of the journaling aspect of this? Would you advise people going through situations that writing is really a good form of therapy? Would you feel that way?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I believe anybody that will start this process will quickly realize, hey, this is helping. You know, their minds and their thoughts will start clearing up, and it's a great feeling to. Now, this didn't happen overnight when I started writing. It took several months before I realized that what I'm doing was the right thing to do.
And
but yeah, write it, put it down, and you'll be amazed. You know, again, this is not a silver bullet, but hang with it and you will see a difference. I'm convinced of that.
Well, it's a start. And after so many false starts, Donald was able to use this form and make tremendous progress. The story unfolds in the pages of The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked by J. Donald Oakes, his website, stumpsonfire.com. All this information, of course, on our website. I mentioned in the open you had an encounter. This led to emotional salvation, but again, took years to unravel. Talk about the role of emotional salvation and how important that was for you to seek it and then eventually find it. What role did that play in who you are today?
Well, the apparitions that you referred to, it was really my guardian angels, and stayed with me throughout my childhood and even into adulthood. But it was my guiding light or guiding force, if you will. So, but having witnessed that certainly didn't make me feel better at the time, but I just always knew that they were there. There was something there willing to help. All I had to do was keep on, just don't give up. And that's what I did. It wasn't easy at times, but I chose to not give up.
At the end of the book, you ask the question, what is the meaning of existence? And you look into that from your standpoint and the personal standpoint, and you're able to deal with that. And it's a question we all ask ourselves and try to make sense of this. How important was it for you in the road to recovery to understand your purpose of existence?
Well, I knew all along while I was suffering, if you will, that I was meant for some sort of special purpose, unique purpose, not necessarily special, just unique. And just felt like that I had to, blend in and do the best I could with what I had to do with, help people. Rick, that's what it's all about, is to help people. That's why we're here, is to help each other.
Yes.
We're not to be isolated in some corner somewhere. God intended for us to help each other, help and love each other. So that's the ultimate message right there.
What a remarkable journey that you've been on. And when you see where Donald started this, and he picks the story up at age 5 in the 1940s, and where he is today and how he is able to help people. The book is The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked. J. Donald Oakes, our guest on the program. His website, stumpsonfire.com. The book, as I mentioned, featured at this year's Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about you today. I love the life that you have, the fly fishing, the gardening, sightseeing, really being there, trying to preserve the surroundings. The environment is so important. Talk about today and what your life is like in the mountains of northern Georgia.
Life is great. I've been blessed. I've been blessed beyond belief, really. I was in a position to build a new house just 2 years ago, and I loved the new house. And I'm really enjoying the landscaping of the place. But the grandkids, they come up whenever they can. Of course, they're teenagers, and you know how teenagers are.
Exactly, yes.
Nowadays. But they truly love the North Georgia mountains. They love my little space up here, and life is good. I travel a good bit. I've been to Mexico several times, Europe. But life is, as I said, Rick, life is good. I don't stay in the mountains all the time. I love to get out and explore the world. And I'm not done yet. There's a lot more places in Mexico that I want to see. And there's places in the USA that I haven't seen yet. I haven't even been to New Mexico. I haven't been to Alaska. But they're on my list, and I will get there.
Well, a lot of exploring to do, and we wish you the best in getting to all those places nationally and internationally. You're a gifted writer as well, to be able to tell your story so effectively. What was this writing like, the actual writing part of it? Are you working on another book, possibly?
No, I'm not. After this one was published and on the promotion trail, if you will, people requested, they wanted to know what I was doing today.
Yes. Okay?
And the only way to share that was to write another book. And I said, one day I will write a sequel. But, you know, I don't have the drive to write the sequel as I did with this one. The drive is not there.
Yes.
Maybe one day it will, but I just don't have a strong desire to write it, you know.
Well, in the meantime, you enjoy your sightseeing, and we will take the book and learn from it and pass it along to others as well. The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked by J. Donald Oakes. The book available wherever books are sold. His website, stumpsonfire.com. I'd like to thank EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation today. EC Publishing, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success. And you'll find them at ecpublishingllc.com. Donald, a pleasure having you on the program. What a remarkable story and where it all started. And I can tell the joy and passion you have for life now. A remarkable story. Thank you for sharing it on the program today.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. J. Donald Oakes, Oakes. The book is The Stumps on Fire and I'm Naked. You'll find the book at his website, stumpsonfire.com, Amazon, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you are listening to This Week in America. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.